From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Over here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Vitone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. Would you listen to it right now?
Yay! Hi, I'm Don Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org. I'll see you here with miracle stories. Hi, I am Dawn Reese. I'm here with Miracle Stories tonight, and we have Hollywood Connections on the Concierge Show, but today is very special because I have an amazing woman of God next to me. Welcome, and tell everybody your name.
Hi, my name is Marcia Manise from Love Walkers Ministry.
Yes.
In Florida. Yes.
So at 8:30, we're going to tell you to the two TikTok products that I adore and love,
okay. And
I'll be bringing that up here as soon as I get on TikTok as well and tell you about that. But I have seen you on TikTok ministering. I've seen you on Facebook. Can you kind of sum up some of the things in the last month that you've been talking about?
Okay. I like to talk to people about ways to improve their life. And according to the Bible, of course. So we like to talk about prayer. We like to talk about things that cause you to be stressful or have anxiety or make you fearful. And it just things in everyday life that we can go to the Bible and find out what we can do to make life better for ourselves.
Now, I know you. Do you go live on Facebook?
Yes, I'm live on Facebook and TikTok. And then I transfer it over to YouTube.
Okay, so can you tell us some of the what has been happening, the miracle stories that have been coming in that people have texted you or wrote you from watching you?
Well, yeah. The one thing that I've gotten a lot of is people wanting to know about prayer. You know, some people want to know about prayer and why do we pray and what does that do in our lives? Why should we pray? And I tell them that prayer is essential in our lives, that we have to pray because that's our connection to God, and God is our creator. So if we want to be close to God, we have to talk to God. We have to have a conversation with Him. We have to have a relationship with Him. So when we talk to God, you don't have to be real, like some people, you know, make gestures on their chest and forehead or maybe kneel down, and all these things are good. But I just express to people that you don't have to do those things. God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to hear from you. So if you just say, God, I need you to have, I need some direction from you right now. Can you please tell me which way to go? Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say, because I don't know what to do and I'm lost. So these are the things I like to tell people. Just talk to God like I'm talking to you right now.
Right.
He's our friend. He's our father. He created us. And so He wants to know that we trust Him. He wants to know that we have faith in what He's doing and in our lives. So when we're talking to Him and saying, God, you know, I need some direction here. I can't pay my bill. What can I do? You know, and then wait for God to, that's the other thing. When we're talking and praying to God, wait for Him to put something in your spirit. And I always tell people that you got to be careful because the enemy is listening too.
Yeah.
And so he can sometimes put something in your spirit that has nothing to do with God, and it'll be the wrong thing. But when God gives you an answer, it's right. It's the right thing to do. No matter how you think about it, no matter how you decipher what the answer was, it's all good. That's why we say God is good, because it's all good. So we want to make sure that when we're hearing from God, that we know it's Him and not the enemy.
I agree with you. You know, and then I've seen you so much, and the praise and worship and the ministry and just the emanate of God's love pouring out of you. It's amazing. You know, the other day I was, I had a little bit of rest. It worked a lot. And I had my little Jack Russell that is like a little nurse dog. And I am just cuddling her so much, and I have my little Buffett. And I'm just loving her up. And God says, I love you more like that, when you're feeling and like be with me more, more time with me. It's like, you know, you need to be prayed up before you walk out that door. You need to, you know, just sit down with your cup of coffee. Now, I know some people don't have time to read their Bible.
This is true.
They
this
don't. Is true. So I'm like one of those people. I have my Bible. I've highlighted it. I sat down. But what's working for me is I downloaded the one-year Bible on my phone.
Okay.
And it will tell you how many days that you've been doing this. And
okay.
My mother always said, but she believes that reading the Bible, not just going on an app. She is not here with the apps anymore. She said, if you read the Bible all the way through, God will do extra blessings in your life. And I never really knew that. And now it's making more sense, and it's more structured when I'm reading on the one-year Bible.
Okay.
On the phone.
Yes. Now, you know, and I feel like as long as you're getting the word, you know, like I always tell people, read the Bible, get a page-turning Bible in case the power goes out, and then we can't use our computers and our iPhones.
Exactly.
And our, you know, so it's good to have a page-turning Bible. And the thing that I know from reading the Bible in a book, the words seem to just jump off the page into your spirit, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I think when I'm sitting down having my coffee, just take my Bible, and when I'm out, if I'm waiting for something or I'm in a waiting room, that's when you can read your one-year Bible on the phone.
Gotcha. I've heard of the one-year Bible, but I've never actually done it myself, you know, but I do plan to do that, though.
Yes, well, Pastor Joe at beaminghope.org, an amazing church over there in Largo.
Yes, amen.
A lot of power and prayer. I know he keeps saying, are you coming back? Yes, we're coming back. It's just I'm getting some things structured and in life. But, you know, he said when we were at the membership class, of course, he's going to say, yes, you're in the membership class, Dawn. Where are you? Because my husband goes to Calvary, and, you know, so we have two churches, but that's our main one. So he said, get the one-year Bible, and I got it off of Amazon.
Okay.
So it tells you every day.
What to read.
Yeah, and it will go on, and it's really lovely because then you can highlight things, and an awesome way to get started.
Yes, it is. It is. And I've actually read the Bible from cover to cover before, just, you know, trying to get an idea of what this, you know, like a prerequisite to the New Testament, because the Old Testament is like the prerequisite to the New Testament.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one thing that, you know, we're always telling people, because people want to know, why are we so concerned about what goes on in Israel and in the Jewish community and everything? That's because the Old Testament is about the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
And then the New Testament is about Jesus coming.
So. Yep, exactly. And you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't need to read the Bible. I'm a good person. I don't need to go to church. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that we're all trying to be good people.
Right. Exactly.
We're all working to be good people. But because we don't know what God expects from us specifically, that you need to go to church and you need to read your Bible. And there's a whole lot more in the Bible that can benefit each and every one of us. God has something specific for each and every one of us. I know we go to work and we have our jobs and we take care of our family and that, but God has put something specific in each and every one of us, a gift that's just for you yourself. And that when we tap into what God has for us, then we can hone in on that gift and use it and let the world see it. And then let everybody else see it. When God puts a gift in you, He does that so you can show the rest of the world about what God is doing. And they can say, you know, I was born like this, you know. Okay, well, you're born like that. That's because God put that in you, you know. So a lot of people have talents, you know, and they just, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. How can you be that way? How can you have that gift? but God puts those gifts in us. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a celebrity or musician. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It might be just a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be just you know, driving cars or something. It doesn't have to be, but you do that so well. God did that specifically just for you so that you can honor him, so that you can show everybody, God did this for me because he's God and he can do that.
Right. Yeah. I've noticed too, because, you know, we do a couple things these days to survive. You know, I work as a concierge. We have a sailing charter business, sunkisscharters.com. And then, you know, when my hours were dwindled before Christmas, I was like, okay, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, thank you to Patty. She ran the soap, The Stars, and she's working on a big veterans cruise coming up. She's like, well, I drive for Lyft. And I said, tell me about it. Because I was not, you know, aware of this.
Yeah.
And so I applied and I started driving. I was like, this is pretty cool. I'm picking up people. I'm getting paid every day.
Yeah.
I've noticed Lyft picks up a lot of elderly in the afternoon, and then I'm helping people with their walkers. And
But
I'm also ministering, thanks to Lisa V.
Lisa V. God. I love her.
Yeah, because she had said she was doing Tesla testimonies. And all of a sudden, I'm in the car and I have a lady we're talking about. She had lost somebody in her family, and I had lost my son 3 years ago and my brother. And so we were talking, and she's going to dinner with her husband, and she's like, I'm like, are you okay? She goes, no, this was such a beautiful ride. And the Spirit of God is really hitting people.
Yes.
And just, you never know. And I make it very comfortable. And
That's awesome. Awesome. I love that. And lately I've had occasion to take a Uber or Lyft to wherever, because we have one car.
Right.
So on occasion our schedules collide. So, you know, it's good to know you can get an Uber. And my thing is, I like to bring them to Jesus if they're, you know, if they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, a lot of people think it has nothing to do with who you are, what title it is, you know, I mean, and it's, you can't take any of this with you. I've buried my brother, my son, my parents, you know, and all the stuff that they have is given away to us.
Yeah.
You know, and all you can do is bring souls to people, you know, to God and people together and really let them know about Jesus, you know, and then, I had another quick question I wanted to run by you real quick. So I started something in the last week. It was on my iPhone 13 Pro Max, and it said, journal. And I've never journaled before. I don't even, you know, I know people say you write things down of your day, and people have had journals. So I started doing something different, and I wrote down, you click on it, it says journal.
Yes.
So I just wanted to try it, and I said, I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my son being here. I'm grateful for this. Thank you for the extra tips that were coming in, because I started Uber then a month ago, and I got to platinum, which is not my hair color. It's platinum. Platinum means that's the next level. Platinum, of course. And I was just thinking all the things that happened during the day, and I wrote it down. So the next day, I'm getting another $20 tip at work. I get another $50 tip, you know, and thank God my husband's like, yes, you're helping with bills, right? Yes, 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 dear, I am. The cable, the water. But I've noticed since now I've been doing this the last 5 days, and I'm gonna test everybody out there. If you have an iPhone 13 Pro Max, or you have the app that says Journal, it's on your phone, you saw it.
Right, I just got the 15 and it's on there.
Right, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so when you just write down every day, and I told my husband, try it. I said, I don't know what it was, but it, not just getting up and praying at night and then in the middle of the night and praying, but it was just something else I was doing. I'm not doing the new wave stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying I was writing down what I'm thankful for, you know, or just whatever. Like, thank God I went out of the dentist and I came alive because I wasn't shaking. But things are happening. I mean, just...
It's good to write down your thoughts and things that happened the day before. Even in the Bible, in Habakkuk 2:2, it says, record your vision. Record the things that are happening. The reason why God wants us to write things down is so we can go back later and say, oh, I remember when I did that, or I remember when I wrote this down. And this helps to increase our faith. you know, when we're writing things down in the Bible or in your journal, it helps to increase our faith because we can say, oh, yeah, God did that for me. Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, you know, my mother always told me something when, and try this. This is another thing because it's a new year. My mom always said, if you write a letter to God and you just open it a year later with that date on it, do not look at it. Just put it in your Bible. So I did this one time. I was single and I was by myself and it was a terrible year. And I was like, God, how? I lost everything in storage one time. The guy I was dating was just not of God. You know, you get a godly person. And thank you for my husband now. But I was like, how am I getting everything back? I lost everything like Job did, like everything.
Yes. Oh, I've everything. Been there. I've been there.
Taking a bus to Macy's, you know. I mean, look, God, I look back, I, how did I get through this? So long story short, I just noticed that God was just opening doors. And I looked at my letter the next year, and I had met my husband. I had gone off a tour in New York, and I came back. And I was going to go back to Phoenix, and my brother said, take her to the airport. I just met my husband, I mean, Bert, that time. And he goes, well, when you get back from Dallas judging a pageant, you want to come on my boat and have dinner? And I was like, oh, okay. We never got off the boat. I never went back to Phoenix. And then we got, you know, we've been married. Our anniversary is coming up at the end of the month. And I'll tell you, when I opened that letter, there were so many things that God gave me back that I, what I lost was just material, but I got more. I have so much more stuff. I mean,
that's,
it's
like Joe.
And it came back in triple doses.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, my car's finally paid off today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, that's good. Amen. I love that. Yeah, it's like, I love that. And but it's good. It's good to write down things that you've done in the past and you can go back. And like I said, it increases our faith, you know, and increases our faith in God because it's impossible to please God without faith. So we have to have that faith and do things to keep our faith strong. Mm-hmm. You know, and God is just, he's just so wonderful in the things that he does for us all the time. And it makes me feel good to know that he allows me to minister his word to people because, you know, and I'm thinking, who, me? You know, why did you pick me? You know, but that's what God does. He looks at our hearts and he sees who he can trust with his word, you know, and I've always, you know, always wanted to, just be a child of God. I've always done that. Even when I wasn't going to church, I always, you know, but little bit by little bit, step by step, God's showing me, you know, do this in this situation, do that in that situation. And it's just step by step, he's teaching me things. You know, we call the Bible basic instructions before leaving earth.
Oh, because wow. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's what Bible stands for. And we call it that because you can go in the Bible and see who did this and who did that, and it'll relate to what you're going through, you know. And because God is no respecter of person, he treats everybody the same. He loves everybody. So whatever happened to somebody in the Bible, you can go in there and say, oh, like you mentioned before with Job, you know, he lost everything and everybody, and then he gets double back in the again, you know. So there's always lessons that we can go to the Bible and learn about to help us in our lives today. There's nothing new under the sun.
What would you tell, because I've bumped into so many people right now. I mean, so many people are going through so much hardship right
now.
Yes,
yes.
Let's say there's somebody that has sold everything, starting all over, trying to make a living, and says, I can't get ahead. I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going to move to. Or, you know, I've got, you know, friends that are out there van camping, or you know who you are, hi, but she's having fun, and they're trying to, they're just working, but they can't get over the hump of where they want to be, where they want to get their own place, or they want, and we have, you know, in the surrounding, what would you tell them? And their faith, I know with one person, a guy is sinking, and it's like, how do I get ahead? I just have enough to pay what I need to pay. Yeah. I can't even get in my own place.
Yeah.
What would you tell somebody?
Well, the first thing I want to say is we have to have faith in God. I know it's difficult in a time like that when you're sinking and you feel like there's nothing that that's going to help or anybody that's going to help. But you have to have faith in God and let God show you what he can do in your life. You know, I've been in that situation before when, you know, I was sitting on top of the world and, you know, 3-4 months later, I got nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and quiet as it's kept, that's when I really began to tap into what God has for me. You know, I mentioned once before, you know, how I was really sick and they thought I was going to die. They didn't know what was going on with me. Turns out it was a kidney infection, but it had started to ravage my whole body.
And now most people would freak out. They go out and drink at a bar. Mm-hmm. They would say, I'm dying. My life is over. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. How did you go from not doing that to doing
the other way? Well, this is what happened in my case. I was in the hospital because we thought I was going to clock out, right? So I was watching a movie, and it was called Color Purple. It was the first movie that, because they got a remake out now, but there was the first movie that came out, and at the end of the movie, the lady was singing, God is trying to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, you know, okay, maybe God's trying, you know, it really resonated in my spirit. She's singing that song. I've heard this, seen this movie a few times before, but when I heard her sing it that particular day, I said, maybe God really is trying to tell me something. So I said, okay, God, I need these things done for me. Mm-hmm. And if you can do these things for me, I made him a deal. People say, you're not supposed to make God a deal. You're mm-hmm. not supposed to bargain with God. I think God meets us wherever we are. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
That happened to my father, which I'll explain after that, what you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm laying there on my deathbed, and I said, God, if you'll do these three things for me, I promise I will spread your name the rest of my days. But he did. The very next day, he did everything I asked him to do. And so now I'm going to walk in that promise I made to him. And so what I did in that instance, I thought, I'm just going to put pray to JC, pray mm-hmm. to Jesus Christ on my bumper sticker. Because now I said, okay, I'm done. I'm spreading his name.
Yep.
Well, that wasn't it. He was like, that's a good start. But then it just went from glory to glory to glory. You know, I thought, okay, now I guess, you know, people are starting to ask me, what church do you go to? I don't go to church. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, well, I know what church I'm going to go to. I always thought I would go to this church. So I started going to Christian Life Center Church in Ypsilanti, Michigan. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And
so you're Midwestern?
Oh, yeah, yes. And so I got there, and I see the praise team, and I'm like, oh, I can sing a little bit. Let me start singing with the praise team. Well, in order to do that, you got to come to church on Wednesday. You got to come to choir rehearsal. You got to be there on Sunday. And I said, okay, I'll start doing that, you know. So it was a little bit of progress, you know, progression that he and now look at me. I'm ministering. You know,
you are.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? A rich like me.
Yeah. You know? There was a gentleman over here, Socrates. Have you met him yet? He can, what is that called? Ordain you as a minister.
Yeah. I'm ordained.
Yeah, so you are.
Uh-huh.
So, and the thing is, it's really interesting is how you emanate. You can tell when somebody, okay, I've had this happen. I can't tell you where, but people walk in and they just snarl at you. And you're seeing them snarl. Or they're like, or they want to give you an attitude like, oh, didn't you understand that? You know, and you're looking at them and you just breathe for a minute because my mother said, you have the armor of God on you.
Yes, Ephesians 6:11-12. Put the full armor of God. Yes.
And nothing will, it will just bounce off.
Bounce right off. Bounce right off.
Don't let things get to you so easy, and a lot of people do.
No. And that's the, you know, a lot of times, that's because they don't know the word of God, and it's not their fault. You know, we're bombarded with things of the enemy because the enemy is actually running the world right now. Mm-hmm. So we have to set ourselves apart and become children of God. And so when the enemy is firing those fiery darts at us, like your mom said, if you got on the full armor, the breastplate, the helmet, you know, now that stuff just bounces off you. Mm-hmm. And then we can let God fight our battles for us, because that's who is to fight our battle, because the battle is a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being fought in heavenly places, in high places. So God is the one that's actually fighting the battles for us. We do stuff here on earth in the flesh, you know, because that's what we do.
Right.
But it's really being fought in the heavenly places and in the spiritual realm.
Right. I agree on that. Oh, so I know this is the first half hour of Miracle Stories, and you're going to talk more of anything that God is putting on your heart. And I always do this. I'm going to do this every show. So this is called my commercial break.
Okay.
I have been buying a lot of products on TikTok. And
yes.
You're on TikTok.
Yes, I am.
Yes, tell everybody your name, because we're on TikTok Live.
Hi. Marsha Meniz from TikTok. Or Love Walkers Ministry, either one.
And spell that for them.
Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, and last name is Meniz, M-A-N-E-E-S, or Love Walkers Ministry.
There you go. Add her to Facebook. So
yes.
There you go. Abby and Facebook
and TikTok. Yes.
That's her TikTok.
And Love, YouTube.
And YouTube.
Yes.
So anyways, I've been buying some products. You know, I do buy some from Amazon,
yes.
But I'm... How many of you out there buy products from TikTok shop? Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Yes. So I'm going to do my two favorite products already, because I brought a lot already. I bought this eye mask. Now, this one is the Pure Heal.
Okay.
And this is so amazing. And now let me explain. TikTok shop, you go to the marketplace, you buy a product, it comes in the mail, you go back and you make a video of it, mm-hmm. and it will say a little orange link on the bottom that you sell it yourself.
Okay.
So then if you see on Facebook that I'm selling something, you click on my TikTok and it will take you there. So anyways, this was my Christmas present to me. This is a massager, and it looks like an Oculus for kids. And I want to tell you... She talks to you. It's a Bluetooth that you can put like rain music on to your phone. If you can just feel this here, it'll close in.
Okay.
It has little balls on the side that rotate your temples.
Wow.
And it heats up, and it feels really, really good. And if you go to Dawn Reese Show on TikTok, go through my videos, and you'll see it. I'm wearing a Christmas outfit, but I'm actually promoting that during Christmas.
I think I've seen that.
I love this thing. I'll tell you, I fell asleep with it on. Don't fall asleep with it on. Because I woke up, I had like these little ridges. I'm like, what? Like Home Alone scream. I did. But otherwise, this product is amazing. I don't have to shut it off here. It's on the rotate here. It's making that noise. I'll just wait. I'll put it on my knee here. And the second one, you can actually hear it. The second one I just saw the other day, people with diabetic, history of that, or diabetes 1 and 2. And, of course, I was diagnosed with diabetes 2 after when my son died. And I didn't know. And then I have it under control. My doctor's like, thank you. You are gold stars. I'm so proud of you. I lost like 30-something pounds.
Amen.
And it's not going to shut off. That's live radio. I got everything, and I'm taking my food different. I mean, it's just,
yes.
I'm taking half a piece of bread off of one. I'm having, ice cream that is no sugar.
Okay.
So I still have some things that I want to have, but I'm really watching a lot of things. I wish I would have done this 20 years ago. But
So
I saw something on TikTok, and it's a copper, look at this, everybody on TikTok, copper water, what is that, water jug?
Water bottle.
It's been a long day. Okay, TikTok water bottle. And it's 100% copper. And I'm holding it, and I'm live. And I want to tell you, everybody's saying if you drink out of the plastic water bottles, you're getting the plastic in you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking to myself, after watching so many videos, I'm going to have to play this video here before a second. And it's pretty interesting. Here, I'm going to put them on pause. And let me tell you what this guy says about what this copper water bottle is all about. And I can put this video on. Here we go. Listen to this. Hold on. Here we go. Are we there? Hold on. I'm still live. So anyways, you had a question on the water bottle?
Well, you were saying
you know what it is? It's on my Bluetooth on the headsets. That's why it wasn't coming.
That makes sense. Yeah. Also, it's Bluetooth. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah, so you don't wake your husband up.
Oh, I love that.
So that's why it wasn't coming on. I have to shut it off.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can hear it now. There, it's off.
Okay,
let me try it again. So the benefits of this copper bottle, I found out. I just want you to hear this because this is pretty interesting. Hang on. Let's try it again.
Copper bottle. tiny particles of copper leach into the water, imbuing it with all of copper's positive health benefits. It aids digestion, helps heal wounds faster, and even boosts your immune system. But that's not all. Copper is a natural antioxidant, a brain stimulant, and even has anti-aging properties. So next time you're reaching for a water bottle, why not make it a copper one? Rehydrate, rejuvenate, and revitalize with copper. Drink to your health, literally. Remember, it's not just a bottle, it's a copper bottle. Elevate your hydration game naturally.
Isn't that interesting?
That's amazing.
And it did, when we were reading it before, remember what it was saying on some other things? It was saying it was helping blood pressure.
Yes,
it was helping
high blood pressure.
Different particles. It was helping blood cells. It was helping
antioxidant or something, I think I heard.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. So that's amazing that, you know, and when we go back and look into the things that we used to use, like 50, 60 years ago, they're much better for us.
I know. But no, I agree with the plastic. If you're drinking too much plastic, you know,
yes,
with the bottles.
That's what I'm thinking. I do. You know, I drink a bottle of water like every hour
Me
or
too.
Something.
Me too.
It's crazy.
So, yeah. So you can now buy this on Dawn Reese's show on TikTok. I put it up there today.
Okay. I'll have to go check that out. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's copper. It's really pretty.
It is beautiful. Yeah. I love that. And you said it comes in, it has a little carrying case.
Oh, it has
case.
A little carrying case. Like when mm-hmm. you're, but see how, but it's kind of heavy.
Oh, okay. But it has water.
It could be
in
like
it
a weight.
You can use it to work out with. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, okay, but that was my commercial break real quick. Thank you for all tuning back in.
Amen. But I wanted to talk a little bit about stress. You know, a lot of us are going through anxiety and stress and fear nowadays because that's what the enemy wants us to do. That's how he's running rampant. That's how he's keeping us afraid, and we don't want to be afraid. When we're afraid, it causes our adrenaline to peak, and it makes us hyper, and we do things that we wouldn't normally do because we're not being of God. We're working from the enemy's side. So
right.
That's one thing that we want to do is start to work on anxiety and stress and fear. Try to get rid of that stuff. Try not to stay over there in the enemy's camp. And the best way to do that is to start talking to God, start praying to God, start going to church. Like you mentioned, a Beaming Hope Church.
Sorry. That's okay. Popping back on there.
A Beaming Hope Church located at 1100 or 11,110 Street in Largo, Florida, with Pastor Joe and Pastor Lieska. You know, this is a church where you can go and get filled with the Holy Spirit, get filled with God's word, and pastor will lay hands on you so that way you can be filled with the love of God, you know, and these are the things that we need to do so we can get out of the enemy's camp. You know, everything that we listen to on television, on the radio, sometimes people are talking to us and it's putting fear in us. You know, they may not be doing it on purpose because they're filled with it and they just transferring what they feel themselves. So
right.
they're not, you know, trying to make your life miserable, but that's why we need God, so we can see that God is good and that God can work around all of these things and bless us in the midst of it all. You know, there's one Bible verse that says that the Lord will prepare a table in the midst of our enemies,
mm-hmm.
because that's what he does. He will prepare a table. He will make things smooth for you. You know, there's a saying, people say, trouble don't last always, because we tap into God. A lot of us will tap into God when we are in the midst of the storm, because we need him to help pull us out of the storm. And like I said, he'll do it a little bit by little bit. You know, we talked about somebody that might be, you know, trying to work their way out of being homeless or not having anything to eat. You know, talk to God, get around people that can steer you in the right direction. You don't want to keep talking to people that are in the same position you're in, because they can't really be of help. They can't
right.
really assist you.
Well, Beaming Hope Church also gives food to
yes.
people, and they have
yes.
a food bank, and it's a lot of food
yes.
for your family.
Yes, amen.
Just don't take, they have a lot of cakes, you know.
Yes.
Don't do that cake flip. I saw that on, the people are flipping cakes.
But yes, they do. They give food away on Tuesdays and Sundays after service.
That's amazing.
And the other thing that we do is baptize. You know, we have a baptism tank, and it's heated, and people come and get baptized, and it's amazing. It's wonderful.
I've had that happen twice in California. Well, we just had that at the ocean, and I'll tell you, it was amazing. And me and my husband hugged each other, and it was just so beautiful. But the devil attacked us that day. I mean, on something, it was just like, whoa, he did not want us to get baptized.
That's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He does not want that word in you because he doesn't want you to share it with anybody.
Yep.
And so, you know, when you're working for the Lord, you have to be strong in the word. You have to be. And the thing that the one way that you can get resist the devil, like I said before, resist the devil, can't let him get a toe in the door. Next thing you know, he's kicking the door in, you know, so you cannot let him have an inch in your life. But if he does start to come, the best thing to do to get rid of the devil is start saying scripture.
You exactly.
Know, yeah, just like when Jesus said to him, when he was trying to get Jesus to bow down to him. Can you imagine? He's trying to get Jesus to bow down to him and tell him, oh, I'll give you all of this. Like, really? You know? But, you know, Jesus didn't say, okay, put him up. Let's do it.
Right.
You know, duke it out. He used
most
the
people would. They would. Okay, you would, yeah, but not God.
He used the word, you know. He says, man does not live by bread alone. You know, he said, if you're hungry, because Jesus had been fasting for 40 days, and he said, if you're hungry, turn this stone into a piece of bread. And Jesus was like, you know, he's playing into what the enemy wants him to do. No, he's not even going to go there with him with that. He's just going to say, man does not live by bread alone. And because that's scripture.
But that's also with being prayed up and over before you walk out that door.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You don't know where you're going to be. Like, I was at a gas station one time and I saw this guy with a mask and I'm like, I'm just walking in. Was this place just robbed? You know, anything can happen anywhere.
Yes.
And
yes.
You just have to, before you walk out that door,
yes.
Is important.
Yes.
I do want to mentioned over at Beaming Hope what I've noticed over the last couple of years. I know Pastor Joe, if he's watching, he's like, when I'm in.
Oh my goodness.
you know Florida.
That's serious.
And it was like, oh really? And I went to church and God said, Pastor Joe said, who needs a new car? And I'm like, I do. And talk about really having faith. I'm talking faith as a mustard seed.
Yes.
And I was like stepping on this big stone going, okay, I'm going to believe this. I'm going to believe for a new car. And within a month later, my husband said, I think we can qualify for this other car, which I said it got to finally paid off. And we got back, and I called Pastor Joe at the time. I said, we got a new car.
Oh, that's
so that
amazing.
Was, I mean, it was the step of faith that it was like, you could feel it, but come back, we don't have the money for it. There's no way. I mean, that was one. Then another one, Pastor Joe said, who wants a free vacation? I got a free vacation. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, we haven't had a vacation. And I raised my hand. I'm like, I need a vacation.
Yeah.
Not even 2 weeks later, my nephew calls me and he goes, hey, and this was so perfect before my son passed away because we were all together. And he goes, hey, Aunt Dawn, he goes, I bought that Wyndham thing that, you know, you told me not to buy and I bought. I have three suites or whatever in Orlando for like 4 days or 3 nights or something. He goes, do you want to come in? It's
wow.
A free vacation.
Oh,
you know,
that's
and
awesome.
Talk about
that's
the power of that as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, a prayer.
And the power of prayer. You know, I was going to mention that too. I did some research on the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. And there have been, there was a study that was done on like 4,000 participants over the age of 65 that found that prayer, those that attend services and pray regularly, live longer and have
what?
Healthier lives because they are believing in God to keep them strong, believing in God to heal them.
Wait, how many people?
4,000 participants over the age of 65. It says the study found that those pray and attend religious services on a weekly basis, especially those between the ages of 65 and 74, have lower blood pressure than their counterparts who did not pray or attend religious services. It says they found that the more religious the person is, particularly those who prayed or studied the Bible weekly, the lower their blood pressure is. According to these studies, people were 40% less likely to have high diastolic pressure or diastolic hypertension than those who did not attend religious services. And there were other studies that were done as well. But it says time after time, the results indicated that prayer helped speed germination and produce more vigorous plants. Now, this was in seeds. They planted seeds. Mm-hmm. And some of the seeds they prayed over and some of the seeds they did not pray over. So the ones that they did pray over flourished a lot.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
I just love, you know, these are secular people. These aren't religious people. These are scientists
right. That
don't really, you know, go into prayer and religion and all that. But they're doing these studies and finding out that prayer really works. And at the end of it, it says, though faithful will always believe, this says, the faithful will always believe that there is not any, wait a minute, I'm not, okay. In other words, the people that believe in God are always going to believe that they can be healed, that their blood pressure is going to be lower, that they're going to live longer, they're going to be happier, because in the scripture it says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when you're joyful in your heart and it does you like a medicine, it keeps you strong and healthy. And laughter is amazing for our bodies. I mean, I remember a time when they used to give us laughing gas back in the day. I'm a baby boomer, so I remember they used to give us laughing gas when they were in the dental chair because you didn't feel the pain.
That's what I need. I need that. Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's just amazing what prayer can do. And so these people, the scientists, wanted to know if prayer really works. And here's evidence that it does work.
It is. I'm glad you brought that up today. That was really an important message. That's really powerful.
Oh, very powerful. Oh, yeah. And we need to pray all the time. Like I said, talk to God all the time. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can be in the subway, in your car, in the bathtub, taking a shower. Talk to God. He wants to be our friend. Mm-hmm. He wants to do things for us, you know, because part of him is inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when we take that first breath out of our mom, you know, that's him breathing into us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you know that God is that close to you, you'll become closer to him. But
I had an experience one night. I was praying and I was falling asleep, like you'd be almost falling asleep.
Yes.
And I had my hands up and all of a sudden, I don't know if I was like in the most on the sleep zone, but I felt just so much love come down my hand, and like, I don't know if I was dreaming it or I was holding it. And it was the same love that I felt. I want to tell you the story because I had a brother pass away. I don't know if you know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't know that you had a brother pass away.
Yeah, he 2 years ago, another one in the family, long story short, and I brought this up on the show before, he had passed away of a blood clot. And he had 4 of the shots, and he had the booster and all this stuff. So I don't know. I know what the truth would be on that one. But anyway, so he calls me up, and he says, having heart attack bad. And then he texts me, and I didn't get the message. And within 20 minutes later, we found out he passed away of blood clots. So anyways, not even he showed up first and showing me there was a little surprise, that we had a surprise for me. And I was in a car in heaven, and we're driving around. And he's laughing. And the next day, I got a call from his wife, and he said, Scott left you a little bit of inheritance. This was 2 years ago. And that's my brother's testimony at church, where he was getting a house and he didn't have enough money for the down payment. As soon as he closed the door, he got the phone call and the text saying, hey, your brother left you something. And that was a major testimony. But anyways, long story short, I know we got 10 minutes. So I wake up and I'm crying. I have these happy tears. And I'm thinking, my girlfriend stayed overnight that night. And she goes, are you all right? And I said, my brother showed up in my dream. He had a gold crown with jewels and beautiful. He was wearing white and he was laughing. And he came to give me a wonderful hug. Now, this isn't like a hug my husband gives me or my dogs give me. This was a hug that I had the same night that I had the spiritual experience with something coming down. And it was warm over my body. And it was just...
Yes.
I can't explain it. It's just so amazingly loving, like the whole world's loving you. But anyways, he gave me a hug. I said, but you're... He goes, no, I'm not. I'm just came to give you a hug.
Oh.
So I called Rosa, if you're watching, Rosa, and I said, hey, you got to tell you my dream of Scott, his wife. And she goes, I had the same dream. But she told it to me first. And I said, what? She said he had a crown. He was wearing white. He had gold emanating. And I said, that would be my brother to show up and say, okay, you guys, hey, listen...
That's
we're good.
Awesome.
We're good.
And it's amazing how when we're in that right before we fall off to sleep mode, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the spiritual realm or something. I don't know what that is. I mean, just not a week ago, I was laying in the bed falling off asleep and I start to dream. So I must have been asleep enough because I was dreaming about my son and his baby. That's my
Oh, yeah. How cute. Oh my God. So I got something for you. Okay. Does he live here?
They're in Orlando. They live in Orlando.
Oh, that's okay. I'll give you I got something in the car.
So I'm dreaming that he's holding her in his arms and they're talking about something I really don't know. But then I hear my phone beeping on the side of me, and I look over to see who's calling me, and it's my son.
Oh.
You know, so I was like, okay, so the spirit knew that my son was calling me and letting me know, and I thought, that's amazing how how God is. He just uses the Holy Spirit to just do things for us and put joy in our hearts, you know?
I know, you know, people have said, you know, why are you so happy or why, you know, anything can go wrong. I mean, I can't
it
even
does.
Tell you. That I heard some other news today from, something that happened on the boat today or something happened. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I try to not get so down about it. I try to laugh about it.
Absolutely.
And go, oh, okay.
You can't do that. You can't let that resonate because sure as I'm sitting here, you let one thing come in, then something else is coming in because things keep coming. And if you don't know how to repel them and get them out of your spirit, you'll be down in the dumps. You'll be depressed.
And that's important because we were talking the other time on forgiveness. And I remember there's a lot in my life. Somebody once asked me, is there anything that you would change in your life? And I looked at this person. I was younger. I went, no, everything's perfect. And I look back now at 63, I'll be honest with you, and I don't feel 63.
I know, I'm 67, I don't feel 67.
You don't
67.
Look 67 at all. And I look back and I'm like, God, there's a lot of things I would have done different.
Yes, absolutely. We would have been, because now we got more wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, we would definitely do things different.
And then I thought, you know what, and then I know... With a family, I knelt down and I really prayed. I said, God, forgive me of what I did, some stupid things in the past, you know. And when will you do that?
Yes.
It lifts off of you to say,
yes.
I'm done. You take it over.
Yes.
And if somebody's bothering you
thank
out there,
you, Lord. Thank you.
And you keep praying for that person. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, you're not going to the refrigerator to get an orange. I mean, I do, but then I come back. All of a sudden, I'm like, God, why am I waking up? You know, but then I start praise and worship, and I say, thank you, Jesus. And just
pray to God. Pray to God, absolutely.
You want me to pray for,
or
there's somebody on my mind, I start praying for that person.
Yes.
Plus, by the way, we did order magnesium spray on TikTok shop.
Oh.
It's supposed to put, my husband tried the patches, the sleep patches. He's tried a couple of things, but apparently you put magnesium, that'll be my next show. And I'll tell you how it works, but I guess you spray it on your feet and you sleep like a baby.
Oh,
did you know that?
I didn't know about that. Oh my goodness.
That's the biggest thing. Like
magnesium.
It's a spray.
And you spray it on.
Your feet, and they're selling it all over TikTok, and people are saying, my husband's out, so I want to see. We're both going to try it and see what happens. And like I said, before I close, we're going to give some last words real quick. But again, for those on TikTok, I had to play a commercial. This is the copper water bottle that I bought.
It's beautiful, by the way.
It is good, but it's so healthy. And we were just talking, again, it's for diabetics. It helps them.
Yes.
It helps with...
It says antioxidant, I think. I think it said it was an antioxidant.
And someone said it turns like an alkaline. It's better for you than the bottles. So you're pouring your bottles in here. And I just did a video on this that you can buy it. And I think it was like $19 for this one.
Okay.
But it's heavy. It's 100% cotton.
I can tell.
Copper.
Copper. Yeah.
Cotton.
Oh,
but you were were talking real quick about making you laugh. The other night, I just got to tell you, I'm laying in bed and I'm watching TikTok and I'm like, and I went to the bloopers videos on TikTok.
Oh, I love those.
I know, like the news bloopers, and I started to do duets with them. Okay. And my husband's in bed with me and he's like, oh my God, that's funny. And we're both cracking up.
I love that.
What a way to go to sleep.
I love that. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it does our heart good like a medicine.
Yep.
So if we can keep that laughter in this midst of all the chaos and negativity, if we can press in and keep that joy in our hearts, it'll be a lot better for us physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yes, I agree. We have 5 minutes or 4 minutes left, but my question is, 4 minutes, if somebody is going through some type of illness or sickness or something, and they're like, I give up on God, he's not there, I'm done, and I know so many people out there are dealing with different types of issues or depression or whatever it is that you're dealing with, you know, what would you tell them on this closing in 4 minutes?
Yeah, I would just tell them to continue putting the word in your spirit. Continue reading the word. Get around people, excuse me, that know the word, and just keep pumping it in. Keep pumping in. I don't know, you know, where you are going to be in your spiritual walk, but I do know that God will understand and hear everything that you're talking to him about. And let God minister to you. Let God lift you up and heal you, if at all possible.
And I do the same thing. I'll say, because there's something, you know, with whatever, and with what I'm going through, I'll say, okay, God, you're going to heal this. You're going to heal this. I step on this. You know, devil, you can't have this.
But
you know?
Don't, yeah, and keep the faith. You always have to keep the faith. Don't let the devil come in and tell you anything different.
And don't Google it.
And don't Google it.
You know,
that's not a faith walk right there.
No,
you know,
Google.
I've seen people on their deathbed that have come back because of their faith and the faith of their family kept praying for them.
Yep. My father had cancer when I was a kid, and I'll explain that one in another show. And I was losing my father, and some people came in and prayed for him. And he was last rites. They gave him his last rites. My mother said, do not leave me with four kids. And she ended up, Scott, Tommy, Dana. I mean, we have four, yes. And she said, I'm not going to be alone. And then there was a light that came through the ceiling and hit my father in the arm. And my mother saw this light, some energy ball. And then he was healed. He had Hodgkin's.
Oh.
And he promised God. He did a pact with God. And you know what he said? Let me live long enough to see my kids grown and married. And you know what? He died later, just like my brother did. He was a truck driver. Yes. But, you know, he said, I'm going home. And my mother said, I've learned all my lessons in life. I'm going home. Now, that to me was the deepest thing in the world, because how many lessons do you learn in traffic, talking to somebody, raising your voice, doing something? That's everything that you do is a lesson.
And yes.
Yeah, and my mom, when she said that to me, I've learned all my lessons, or how you treat someone, or an attitude, or I had this the other day.
Yeah, because whatever you send out there is going to come back, so send good stuff out.
Yeah, but whatever you do, and it's like God is saying, all right, you're going to nip this one. I'm going to throw you another fastball. Mm-hmm. You're going to nip that one.
Yep, he's teaching us.
That's what I feel
basic
like God is doing.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yeah,
he's teaching us. He's teaching us.
Yeah, and you got to catch these balls, and then you're like, okay, what's my next lesson? I mean,
yeah, and that's what I think. Once we get to a certain level, he's like, okay, you can come live with me now.
Exactly. And there are houses out there. I mean, people that sent me their books that they died and went to heaven, and I have a stack of books on my table.
Yes, I do. I get a lot of information from people that have died and gone to heaven and come back.
Yeah, and look up Eben Alexander's story. Now, of course, I didn't believe all of this about reincarnation. That's another whole show.
Well, I don't mean, I mean like the ones that went to heaven and came back and
right.
told, yeah.
But he was talking about he went to heaven and he met a sister that he didn't know was a sister, and he was adopted and found out that's the girl that took me around heaven.
Oh.
But then he was talking about other
and
things.
And then he came back to earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll get into that next time. I know my engineer is giving me the finger there. I mean, the hand. Oh, God. You know, he's going like this, like wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
It's been a long day, everybody.
We got to go lay hands on the engineer.
God bless.